Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 13th, episode 787. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. The downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning here at Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here. Hey, Jamie, I got a quick question for you. Do you know who Francis Bacon is?
Francis Bacon. Is this the creator of bacon?
No, no, actually. And I kind of didn't know who he was either. I think there was a Francis Bacon back in like the 1700s or 1800s. But it's not that Francis Bacon. This Francis Bacon is an artist, apparently, who draws some really ugly art. I mean, it's pictures of human bodies with animal faces and everything. The reason I'm bringing this artist up is that his piece of art that is really, really, truly ugly, I have no taste at all, apparently, set a world record for the most expensive artwork ever sold at Christie's yesterday for a mere $142 million.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, and it is a stick drawing. If you go to any news outlet right now, they have it on there. It's basically a stick drawing. I mustn't have any. I obviously don't have any artistic taste at all because I think it's ugly as all get out. Okay. And then there's this other guy named Koons who is alive and has now set the record for a contemporary artist who is still alive. His 10-foot stainless steel sculpture resembling a twisted child's party balloon sold for $58 million. Setting a world auction record.
And we think that, you know, horses that sell for $3.1 million, you know, are so expensive. That's nothing. Although I will let you know that I just Googled Francis Bacon and the first thing that came up was Farmland Foods. So he's not the most popular. But this, yeah, you're right. This drawing is weird. It's just like a dude sitting in a trapezoid or something. I don't know.
It's very strange, and with an animal face, which is even stranger. It's just weird.
We have no taste. There's no accounting for taste.
I guess. Yeah. Oh, well.
How did you find this news story? Do you have a Google alert set up for news about bacon?
Oh, no. It's on every major news outlet today. Is this news story about this record-breaking painting for $142 million. And I had to go find it to see what it looked like. I was like, oh, my God. Hey,
it was going to be gorgeous and some thought-provoking piece of art.
No.
Nope.
No. It looks like he did it in 10 minutes. Hey, I got to tell you that I have good news for you, and that is we have the Reeves, the owners of Mucho Macho Man, booked for Friday's show.
Yay!
So they're going to be here. They had a grandchild on Monday, another grandchild, so their beginning of the week was kind of taken up with that, but they've agreed to come on Friday and are excited about coming back on the show. So we're happy to have them back, hopefully if all goes well, on Friday.
There's a really great article on the Blood Horse. If you go to thebloodhorse.com, I'll try to post a link that is about them. So we'll have to I'll post a link to that in just a second on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
Terrific. Very good. Well, we have a busy show planned for today. Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's, I'm really tired of the camel reference. Thank you very much, Jamie, Wednesday edition. Once we have exhausted all prize-producing avenues.
Me!
No! Please bring Kegis back. Once he has exhausted all prize-producing avenues on the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, we will sail figuratively across the pond for the lowdown on what's hot on Horse and Country TV, featuring the velvet voice of Victoria Spicer. And all hilarity aside, the Horse Health Report, brought to you by High Visibility Sportswear, welcomes Dr. Sal with the when to call 911 for horse husbands.
Very good. I think I'll be leading that one. Hey, if you, it is time to give us a call, if you want to give us a call, 347-637-3238. That's 347-637-3238. Give us a call now to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. I see some callers have started to line up, but we want your call as well. We'll have time to get quite a few in today. So it is that time to give us a call. Well, there, my Daily Winnie, I got to tell you, Jamie, remember on Monday we had the lady from Saving Your Ass Rescue or whatever it was, Saving the Asses Rescue? What was it?
Yeah. Save Your Ass Long Year Rescue? I don't know.
It was something like that. Well, so we got to say ass about 50 times on the show on Monday. And you know, what's better for a morning radio show than juvenile humor? Well, yesterday, on the Endurance episode with Karen Chatton, the subject of riding asses at endurance races came up. So it was 2 days in a row. Well, I can make it a third day because Rita Hansen, our listener, posted on our Facebook page, here's another for your growing collection of donkey and mule jokes. We have a miniature donkey named Oliver, and one night I said something to my husband about how much Oliver likes attention from him, and my husband replied, yeah, sometimes I just go out to the barn to scratch my ass. So,
love it.
So we now have the listeners helping with ass humor here on the show.
Anytime we have any sort of donkey anything, you start to giggle like a 12-year-old boy.
I'm
who gets
sorry.
To say the word ass.
I know. I told you. It's perfect juvenile humor for a morning radio show. It's great.
Yes. It is. It's perfect for you. My Daily Winnie totally, like, goes to Kat Robichaux because she was, like, on The Voice last night, the instant save. The instant save, how it worked, it was like a social media experiment on The Voice. And so three people were eliminated or were going to be eliminated, but The Voice's audience got to save one of the contestants using a live Twitter feed. So you had to like hashtag and like do all the stuff and throw their name in there and hashtag voice save. And they gave you 5 minutes during the commercials to go and save this person. So Kat was the person who was saved. You know why I'm mad?
Did you actually had to figure out how to use Twitter in 5 minutes?
No, well, I know. I was expecting that to make me mad. And I was expecting the fact that I'm like, I'm going to have to go on and open my Twitter feed and figure it out. But no, they only did it for the flippin' East Coast. So the West Coast Times didn't even get to try to save Kat or say I would have saved Johnny Gray myself. However, he went home because I was unable to figure out Twitter and hashtag his name with voice save. I'm pissed. What are they going to do next time? It should be just West Coast.
So it plays earlier here? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, it plays for you guys, I think it's 7 or 8, and then it plays at 8 o'clock my time. So when it plays at 8 o'clock my time, it's 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock your time, so it's already long over. So I was like, how are we going to get to do it?
So never having lived on the West Coast before, everything that we see that's live at like 8 o'clock at night, you're not seeing at 5 o'clock, right? You're delayed and seeing it at 8 o'clock, but it's not live anymore?
Yeah, it's total crap. It's total crap. Now, the football games we watch, you know, stuff like that live, but then, like, if it's an 8 o'clock game, seriously, we see it at, like, 5 o'clock. That's what time the game starts. And before the time change, the voice was on at 7 o'clock, which was great because it gets dark around 6:30. Now the voice is on at 8 o'clock, and I have to stay up till 8 o'clock. And then I have to DVR it so I don't have to watch commercials. So I don't get to start watching it till like 8:30, and I'm exhausted at that time. The baby's already asleep. I need to be in bed. And, of course, as soon as it came on, I was like, okay, you're exactly right. I was freaking out about how I was going to have to figure out how to use Twitter in 5 minutes. And I didn't even get the chance because it's previously recorded from the East Coast feed. Sorry, voting is closed. Seriously.
So you're still really into that show, aren't you? You're still diving in both ends, in the deep end with that one.
Do you like saying ass on a radio show? Yes. The answer is yes. I'm still in it.
Well, I'll tell you the one that's really not doing well is what's the other one that's out there that they have all kinds of different acts?
X Factor or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that's not doing well at all. The ratings are awful for that show this year. They're
Let's
talking
the
about
voice
what...
Best. Do they still do American Idol? Is that still on?
Yeah, American Idol will be coming up and starting here soon, and they've changed the judges around in an attempt to try and revive it. But I think The Voice has really put a hurting on all of these other contestant, you know, singing shows. I think it really has.
You know the difference in The Voice that I really liked, and I didn't realize this till a couple of days ago. They don't call the people on The Voice contestants. The people that are on The Voice are called artists. And then, so you have to vote your artist through, not your contestant. I just think that makes a little bit of a difference. It changes it a little bit.
I didn't realize that. Well, there is still time to give us a call, 347-637-3238, to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. Give us a call right now. Jennifer is lining up the callers that are there in the queue, and I think that we can play the opener.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have like an old bell boot.
Well, that's right. It is time to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. We play it every Wednesday here on the show. And we're going to switch it up a little bit with the categories. Jamie will explain that here in a minute. But wanted to go over the rules with you. You have 5 seconds to answer the question. And I have the buzzer here that if you get a wrong answer, you will hear the high school basketball buzzer. If you get a right answer, you'll hear the bell that's on my desk. So you want to hear the bell. You really don't want to hear the buzzer. And we only had one winner last week. The week before that, we had 4. So hopefully we can get a lot of winners. I have lots of fantastic prizes on the wheel here. There's only one crappy one today, and that crappy prize rolled over from last week. It's a box of Jennifer crap off of her desk. She's trying to clean off her desk. So that's what you'll receive if you land on the bummer prize today. And the bummer prizes really aren't that bummer. She actually has nicer crap on her desk than I had in my closet. So... it's not too bad.
Did you ever actually, Glenn, give away the entire long, giant ball of baling twine?
No, we didn't.
That's a crappy prize. Crap from my closet would be a crappy prize because that's where the kitty litter box is. But crap from Glenn and Jennifer's closet you want.
That's right. It's all the stuff that companies send us that we don't want. So it's not really bad stuff.
Yeah.
We don't want it.
Well, here's the categories today. We've got 5 seconds or less, and 5 seconds or less is easy. You know, we're just going to ask you 3 or 4 things. You got to name them however you have to name them in 5 seconds or less with the buzzer playing. So the stress in 5 seconds or less is there, but the question is easy. The second category, excuse me, is where in the world? Where in the world? And these are horse questions that may or may not relate to geography, but or may not. I mean, you just got to ask them and find out. And, of course, the last category is previously on Horses in the Morning. And if you're a loyal listener, that's where you're going to want to go.
Very good. That's a hint right there. All right, let's take our first caller today all the way from your state, Arizona. We have Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, it's not as early as it was last time. I think you called in a couple months ago, and it was 6:15. Now it's 7:15. Why are you up this early?
I actually get up at 6 every day for school, and I have late start on Wednesday. So I'm actually sitting outside while I'm watching my horses eat because I just got them fed.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
That's cool.
School. Wow. Gosh, that sends shivers up my spine having to go to school at 6 o'clock in the morning. Ugh! Thank God I don't go to school anymore. All right. So you're feeding your horses, so that's good. What category would you like? Would you like 5 seconds or less? Where in the world or previously on Horses in the Morning?
I'm going to go with previously on Horses in the Morning. I'm going to be brave.
No, that's not the brave category, my friend. However, I thank you, Jennifer, the question writer, for letting me relive this humiliation. So your question is, what venue did Jamie take Jet to for his most recent failed attempt at a horse trial?
Galway Downs.
Very good. Congratulations.
You got it, girl.
That was probably the easiest question on the entire list today, so you did well by picking that category.
Oh,
and she
God.
Went on endlessly about it, so you're going to know the answer, right?
Yeah.
Glenn, I think that
what?
Our listeners have posted on our Facebook page saying that they like it when I tell stories about my horse trials, okay? So I went on endlessly, and it was well-received.
That's true. It was well-received. Actually, some of the listeners even want you to have your own bumper music about your horse shows. And I'm kind of working on that, but I don't think it's going to be something you're going to really like. So
yeah, no, don't do that. Don't encourage him, listeners. Please don't encourage him. He doesn't need any help, especially when usually my horse trial stories do. You know, it's not like I've ever been like, and then I won. It's not part of my story.
Well, you know, maybe one of these days I should have, you know, I should have a winning bumper music, too, for just in case one of these days, you know, I have happy winning bumper music. I should get that ready.
I can hear it now. Oh, the angels start singing. It starts raining in
right.
the desert.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah music starts playing. Oh, yeah, I can see it. Anyway, congratulations, Sarah, whatever.
All right, we're going to spin the wheel. All right, let's see what Sarah's going to win. We have lots of new prizes on the wheel here, I'm seeing as well. Oh, and you just won one of the new ones. This is a $50 value. This is a good one, actually. I use all of these, Sarah, and I use them for my pony, so you're going to like this. It's the Epona Perfectly Primped Package. And Epona is the company that makes all the really cool grooming tools. So this features a whole bunch of grooming tools, including the scrubby bath cloths and the Ultra Mitt and the all-purpose mitt. And these are all in one kit. I use these mitts we use them exclusively for our horses. They're effective at removing sweat marks, scrubbing, and dirt, and during baths, use them during baths as well. And they help bring out the natural glow and also give your horse a gentle massage at the same time. You can find all of their products at EponaProducts.com. My pony, I got to tell you, Sarah, my pony does not like typical curry combs, the plasticky ones, because they're too hard and he has sensitive skin. But these mitts are perfect for that. Your horses are going to love them.
That's great.
Well, we'll hold on 1 second. Jennifer's going to get your address, and we'll have it sent out to you.
Thank
you for playing, Sarah. Good. Have fun at school today, and I'm glad I'm not there either. It was never one of my favorite things to do. All right, Robin from Texas is next up.
Hey, good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
All right.
You guys? We're great. I got to ask you, because my cousin lives in Dallas, and she has a farm in Dallas, and she posted that she basically is freezing to death right now. And so I posted how actually I had to turn my air conditioner on last night because it was so hot. And she wrote, well, it was 90 degrees last week, so is Texas really like that? She says that weather changes every day. Seasons change.
Yeah, it was warm the other day, and right now it's 35 out.
Holy
Whoa.
Cow!
That's pretty chilly.
So it's always hard on the horses when it goes from like summer to winter, because we don't really have those middle seasons, because it's like hot one day, cold the next, hot, and then we frequently have colics because of that, because there's such drastic weather changes.
Hey, Robin, I have a question for you. I
What's
posted
that?
This on my Facebook page this morning. I don't know if you saw it. You get the weirdest weather events in Texas. You really do. And apparently there was something called a roll cloud, which is this round cloud that just goes through the sky, and it looks so strange. Did you see it?
I did not.
I posted on our Facebook page, on my Facebook page,
oh, okay.
It is the weirdest thing ever. I've never seen anything like it. It's like a tube of clouds. It's just strange.
Yeah, so, I think I've seen stuff like that here.
Wow. You have the weirdest weather in Texas.
Well, Texas is just weird all over.
They do. They do have weird. So, continuing in the weird vein, what category would you like? Because you did call in. You're a glutton for punishment. Would you like 5 seconds or less? Where in the world or previously on horses in the morning?
I'll try for previously on horses in the morning.
Okay, here we go. What type did PT get last weekend?
A blanket clip, I believe.
Very good.
Just
did you leave any hearts or stars on him?
No, but I wanted to leave a Mickey Mouse. I should have done that. I should have put a Mickey Mouse on him. I think that would have been cute. Actually, he's wearing this morning, you guys are going to laugh because Jamie's been picking on me because I say My Little Pony and it sounds like the TV show My Little Pony. Well, he is wearing his new blanket, the only size blanket. He wears a size 60. The only one we could find had snowflakes on it. So he's wearing a blue blanket this morning with snowflakes.
My little pony. My Little Pony with his pretty little snowflake
blanket
on. You're going to have to call him Snowflake.
Jamie, can you make bumper music for Glenn?
My Little Pony.
No.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
You're going to win a crappy prize here if you don't watch it. All
no,
right.
No, she's not. Give her something awesome.
She did win something awesome, actually. Robin, you have one, and I really want this. I was going to keep it for myself, but I'm going to give it to you. It's the Noble Equine. It's a Noble Equine hand duffel bag worth $80. This is perfectly sized for show season or weekend getaway. Take it on the plane. Noble Equine has the best equestrian luggage out there today. I have their backpack and absolutely love it. I've actually gotten rid of my bag. I used to carry my laptops in, and I use this backpack. But this is their 6.2 hands duffel. It measures 26 inches. It's made with a hard base to keep the bag stable. It's adjustable strap with no slip traction pad, makes carrying easy and comfortable. It has multiple pockets, and it is really made for going to horse shows and carrying all your dirty items and all that stuff. It's waterproof inside and out. So this is a really terrific bag by Noble Equine. If you haven't checked out their stuff, it would make great holiday gifts, actually. NobleEquine.com. Their entire luggage line is super tough. Made for equestrian, so you win the duffel bag.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Yeah,
it's a good prize, actually. And if you don't want it, I'll keep it because I want it. But
you want it for My Little Pony, don't you?
That's right.
My Little
Pony. Hold on, Robin.
I love that you pointed that out. That
makes
me very
happy. I'm really sorry I did now, actually. I was going to post a picture of him in his little snowflake blanket, but I think that would just cause more terror from you.
Oh, please. That's getting posted, Glenn. Big time. That's getting posted.
Don't you worry one bit.
My Little
pony, my
Hey, we have Ruby again from Arizona, our 14-year-old friend.
Hello.
Ruby sounds like she's 37. Hey, Ruby.
I'm not 37. I'm just 14. And I got cats.
I think she's making that up.
Ruby, listen, here's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need you to find me on Facebook and friend request me because I need to see this.
Wait a minute, she's so young, I'm not sure she's allowed to have an account. Do you have a Facebook account?
I have a Facebook account.
Okay, all right.
These kids nowadays, Glenn, I'll tell you what, these crazy kids.
I have a friend on Facebook, and she's 11 or 12 now.
Oh, she cheated.
I've had my Facebook account for a couple of years, so I think Mom cheated a little bit for me, too.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You're going to request me, and I'm going to accept your friend request, and I'm going to see what you look like, and then I'm going to have to delete you because I cannot be in charge of things that you may see on my Facebook page. So,
you're going to have to look through my pictures because my profile picture is actually a picture of the horse I ride.
Okay, cool.
And he looks 35, so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's really old. All right. What category would you like? I'm not going to give you the kids ones this time because, again, I'm still not buying it. I'm not buying it that you're 14. I really want you to do the five. I want somebody to do the 5 seconds or last question.
I actually think I want to do that one because I'm sure some reason I've mind blank of listening. I can't remember what the episodes were about for yesterday and Monday.
Okay.
So,
wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, Jamie. Let me get my sound. I have to get a different sound file ready for that one. So,
okay.
All right. I'm ready.
All right.
Your category, 5 seconds or less.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this one. Glenn, are you ready?
I am ready to press the button, yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Name three coat colors that don't have black manes.
Chestnut, gray, Cremello.
Did she get it?
What do you think, judges?
Jennifer,
did she get it?
I did. I did
chestnut,
Cremello.
Is chestnut one of them? Cremello and gray.
Yeah, chestnut and gray.
She did.
Gray
that
is kind
was
of
hard.
Questionable, I think. Gray is kind of questionable.
Yeah, Jennifer,
you know,
hold it.
The fact that she knows gray is questionable is perfect because we fought about this before the show started.
Oh, ow, shush.
Don't talk yourself out of a prize, young lady.
Did you want to get a
Own
prize?
It.
There you go.
Yes, we'll give it to you.
It's not a sorry prize.
Okay, yeah, let's not land on Jennifer's box of crap, okay? So
let's box of crap.
Let's see what we can get to. All right, here we go.
Quiet dogs.
Up past the box of crap, you're good there. Oh, this is a pretty good prize, actually. I use these, too, and I absolutely love them. It's a $25 value. You win a pair of illuminated hoof picks. These are the super-duper fancy
cool
hoof picks that have the little light on them, and they have the brush. They're heavy-duty.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know how we talk about the Equity manure forks being so tough?
Yep.
These are tough. I've been using the same one for a year. The brush hasn't worn out. The hoof picks
really?
Haven't bent. They're super tough, and the light comes in handy when you're trying to see about abscesses and stuff like that or bruises and stuff. It's really, really cool. These are put out by allpetvet.com, and you're going to win a pair of them for $25, so we'll have it sent out to you.
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you, and I'm glad you won. I'm glad you won today. Good job.
Yes, no consolation prizes.
It's funny, we did argue about the gray thing. I said we're accepting gray. Jennifer's like, no, because gray horses can have black manes. But I said, if they say sleep it in gray or dapple gray, that can have a black mane. But just a gray horse, I think we're accepting it.
Yeah.
I think congratulations.
All right. Hold on, Ruby.
See, it's more fun when they win.
I know. I just like her name, too, Ruby. I think it's a great name. I like that name. All right. we have time for one more in a speed round, and it looks like Michael in Virginia was next. And I think Michael's played before, but I'm not sure he's ever won anything.
That's
all
right.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing well. I'm surprised that you haven't won because it seems like Glenn always cheats for the guys.
Well, I got a hard one last time, so let's get something a little easier for me this morning.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a hint. Michael, hey, nobody's listening. Don't pick where in the world. You don't want that one.
Okay.
All right.
What are my
here
choices?
We go. Since apparently you're not picking that one, 5 seconds or less or previously on Horses in the Morning?
I think 5 seconds or less.
Or where in the world? You can do that one too. Okay, 5 seconds or less. Glenn, are you ready?
I have my finger on the sound file. We're good.
Now, Michael, are you a horse guy? Are you a horse husband? Are you a horse owner? What's your deal?
I am all of the above except for husband.
Okay, there we go. You don't need to be a husband.
He's available.
What? Jennifer?
Ladies need to work on that. He's available.
Oh, there you go.
Listeners?
Here we go.
Now, wait a minute. That's on Personal Ad Thursday. That's a different show.
I'll call back in then.
Yeah.
All right. Name three gated breeds.
Tennessee Walker, American Saddlebred, Pasifino.
Yay! I don't think
good job.
Exactly. It's not right.
Why do you mean it's not right? What did you get wrong?
Is American Saddlebred a gated breed?
Five gated.
There are.
Yes, they're 5 gated. Yep.
Well, holy cow, you win.
That's the breed that I come from, so I should get that one right.
Yeah, he should know.
I was thinking like, you know, Pasofino, Missouri Foxtrotter. I was waiting for those, and you threw a curveball at me, and you got it right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, good. We have a lot of winners today. Well, let's spin. We're running out of time, and I think Victoria is hanging on the line for us. Oh, you just passed a box of crap, so your first prize won't be a box of crap anyway. That's good. Hey, you get a good prize. Redmond Rock Equine. Redmond Equine is going to send you out a gift box of all of their mineral rocks. And
awesome.
Let me tell you, when they send this gift box out to you, it is heavy, and it has a lot of the rocks in it. We don't, at this farm, we have 4 horses, and we don't have a traditional salt brick here anywhere. We use their mineral rocks. They have 60 different minerals. You just throw those salt bricks away and put these mineral rocks out there, and they will get bloody tongues licking on these things. They absolutely love them. And we actually have switched now. We don't use regular salt at all. Redmond Equine has human salt as well that they make out of the same rocks. And I think they'll probably put some of that in their gift box for you. We have replaced our salt. We use only the mineral rock now salt. It's terrific. So congratulations. This is a good prize. Everybody wants to win that prize. And you find them at all of your local stores or at redmondequine.com, either one. So check it out.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you won, Michael. Yay, Guy Power.
One.
Guy Power. And Jamie doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. I'm glad you were right. So, hold on.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
I'll
get
five,
your information.
5 gated, but they're not actually gated. I mean, they are like, you know, walk, trot, canter, trot, fast, and canter, fast. I mean, seriously, the gated, please.
That is gates. That is gated. That's what that means.
Everywhere's never mind. We're going to move past it. You're right. They do show in the 5 gated variety, whatever. Not what I was listening for. I would like you to refresh the Horses in the Morning Facebook page because Robin Donahue did post My Little Pony original opening theme music.
Oh,
from
no.
From the early 80s. Yeah.
From when?
The 80s.
How long has that been around?
My God, Glenn, I was like 6 years old playing with My Little Ponies. I mean,
really?
It was awesome.
I thought that was like a fairly new thing. Was it always as popular as it is now?
How dare you not know that?
I didn't know that. Well,
it was
I'm proud I don't know that, by the way.
we need to school you. You need to upload this music, or I will upload this music. And this now becomes your bumper music. You need to play it because it is the original My Little Pony music. And My Little Ponies did not look like little hookers when I was a kid, okay?
Hey, we got to do a little commercial for Equity. And then we're going to get Victoria Spicer on from Horse and Country TV. We're going to find out if My Little Ponies are as popular over there. But let's talk about Equity first. EquityMFG.com makes the world's best manure forks. It is that holiday season. It is time to go out and buy unusual gifts for the people who have everything. Well, if they don't have a shaken fork or a flexion fork, that is the ideal gift. If you have a friend that has to clean one stall or a pasture every day, then these forks are for you. You want to take a look at both of them, whether it's the shaken fork or the flexion fork. The shaken fork is a little more expensive. It has a motor in it. It's motorized. You press the trigger, the head of the fork shakes, and it keeps all the good stuff, puts all the crap on the fork, and you can save bedding this way. You certainly save time. It'll take you half the time to clean your stalls with the shaken fork. Everybody that's bought one loves it and uses it. People that come out to the farm here, we've had listeners come out. The first thing they want to do is go try the shaken fork because we've talked about it so much. The flexion fork is perfect for fields, for pastures, for if you only clean one or two stalls a day. But this is the ideal holiday gift. I'm telling you, they will thank you every day for the next 10 years for this. It'll be the gift that truly does keep on giving. EquityMFG.com. Go check it out today. All the hosts on the Horse Radio Network use them.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
And that means we say good morning to Victoria Spicer. Hey, Victoria. No. Do we have her?
Are you there? Are you there, Victoria?
I'm here. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. Good. I was a little nervous because I need to ask you, do you guys have My Little Pony over in England, and is it very popular?
It was hugely popular when I was a little girl, which is a long, long time ago now. And I don't know if it's still popular these days, but when all of my generation of 80s kids, it was the toy that everybody had to have.
Yeah, totally. And you had to have all the different kinds. And they had that weird kind of plasticky smell, but it was awesome when they came out of the box. And then you had the one with the rainbow on its side, and then you had the one that was blue and the pink one and then the light green one. Yeah, you had to have all of them, Glenn.
I am so glad I don't know anything about this, and no wonder the 80s generation is so screwed up. That's all I'm
saying. Hey, we resemble that remark. Well, Victoria, how's everything going? How's your horse doing?
I'm good. I still have two.
Horses, yeah. I think
yes, but I think the youngster that I got, I think she might be going off to have babies instead. She's the most accident-prone mare I've ever had in my life, and I got the latest vet's bill in, and I thought that might be the final straw. She wants to be a lady of leisure and not have to work for a living, a bit like me.
You know, I think when I hear you say that, I'm like, yes. Accident prone. Let's breed more of those.
Well, I certainly wouldn't breed from her, that's for sure, because I think there's enough unwanted breeds around here. But the stud that bred her, they want to have her back, and apparently she's very well bred. So maybe they'll get more lucky this time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Maybe she'll be a better mom. It'll straighten her up a little bit. Well,
I hope
Tell us a little bit about this first story. You've got a dressage star that you want to tell us about.
Yes, it's a horse from Spindles Farm, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with, but it was a huge welfare case in Britain in a couple of years ago now. And basically this man had all these horses starving, and there was loads of dead horses found there, and horses just in terrible condition. And it was probably one of the biggest single rescues that there's been in the history of the country, and so there's quite a lot of horses were taken, and they've since been rehomed, and this is one of them that's gone on to start doing dressage, and he's a Gelderlander, so a typical sort of driving breed, but he's turned to dressage and he's doing well, and it's just it got loads of likes and reaction on our Facebook
days because I think everyone just loves the story of a rescue horse coming good.
See, and that's what's total crap, is that rescue horses over here, the ones that have been rescued are thoroughbreds or quarter horses or just total generic horse breeds. And then you guys get these rare Gelderlanders bred in the Netherlands to be stylish. You know, that's total crap. You guys have a way better pool to pick from your rescues.
There's been some amazing horses. There's horses that have gone to Horse of the Year show that have been rescued, and little kind of native ponies that have ended up being passed around that are terribly well bred. So, it doesn't just because it's a rescue horse doesn't mean that you're not going to have a potential superstar.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the picture of this horse, and he is a very classy looking European warm blood. I mean, no idea that he would actually be a rescue. So, very good. You know, I guess there are idiots that starve every breed of horse, you know, unfortunately. So doesn't matter what breed they are. They all need some help sometimes, most of them anyway. Now, tell us a little bit about Eventing Cinema. What is that and what was the competition and who won?
Eventing Cinema is run by British Eventing, which is our affiliated body for the sport here in the UK. And this is the second year that they've run it. And basically, they want people who are eventing fans to go out during the season and get filming from all levels, from low-level competitors right up to Olympic riders, and make it up into a short clip that really sums up what the sport is about. And it ended up being judged by Paul Tapner, who, of course, is badminton winner a few years ago, and our very own Jenny Riddle, Horse and Country TV presenter. She was on the judging panel too, and they picked this winning entry. And it's just all about the hard work and the amount of dedication it takes to be an event rider, and it's really great to watch.
That's really cool. I love that when you can kind of showcase a young, talented filmmaker and give her a prize. Now, was there a prize for winning the Eventing Cinema competition?
Yeah, she got several thousand pounds worth of filming equipment, so she'd make an even better entry next year. And
nice.
Her video shown on Horse and Country as well, so which is always good to add to the CV.
That is cool. Now, I want to ask you a question about something I just saw on your Horse and Country homepage. There's a vodka called Cleveland Bay over there,
indeed.
And it's actually got a photo of a horse rearing up. This is my kind of drink. Unfortunately, Victoria, we are losing you. Can you call us back?
Give us a call back, Victoria. Yep, she's going to call back. She just dropped. So, yeah, what is an actual vodka called Cleveland Bay?
It's called Cleveland Bay. It's thanks to a new brand of vodka that has just been launched. It made in the UK using only British ingredients, including the humble English potato, or do they call it potato? It's an artisan British vodka to rival the Russian standard, and it's Cleveland Bay, made up of carefully sourced British ingredients, distilled in the world's smallest commercial copper pot stills with a bespoke reflux column. I don't know what all that means. But anyway, it looks good, and it's got a horse on it, so we would buy it.
Yeah, I like the bottle. I think we have Victoria back. Victoria, are you back?
I'm back. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We're just it's 7:44 in the morning, and I want a vodka drink. That's the problem.
Well, it's past 2 o'clock here in the UK, so I think that's perfectly respectable.
You can have one. So, but I got to ask this. You guys do a story on this Cleveland Bay vodka. Did the company, either before or after the story came up on the webpage, did they send you any to taste?
No, which I think is very mean of them.
That's crap. You're giving them free press. I think you should.
Exactly.
I think what happened is they did send some over, but it just didn't quite make it down to your office there, Victoria.
You might be right.
That's what I think.
Yeah. And finally, we have Horse and Country has an Amazon store.
We do, yes. We've always had a DVD store, but we've released 6 brand new titles to it. And to be honest, I'm not terribly sure if you can buy them all in the US or if they're just available here in Europe. But do go and check on Amazon.com and you can see if it'll come up on your site as well. And, yeah, we've got 6 new titles, including programs from Carl and Charlotte and master classes from top riders, including Listen to Green. So some really good titles on there.
Good deal. Yeah, well, so go on and buy. I mean, I looked in the store, and there's already a couple things I want. So if you do go to Amazon to buy anything, make sure you go to Horses in the Morning first. Scroll down. On the left side, there's a little button that takes you directly to Amazon, and then Glenn gets 0.00% of what you actually purchased. So
that's correct. Yes, that's right. Thank you for that, Debbie. Appreciate that. Hey, one other thing I wanted to bring up here before we go on your website is it looks like Monty Roberts is making the rounds over there in England and visiting some charities and things, and I'm sure he spent some time with the Queen's Horses because he's one of the trainers of the Queen's Horses. And I just brought that up because a new episode of Horsemanship Radio done by Monty's daughter, Debbie Laux, is coming out this week on Friday. So if you haven't checked out Horsemanship Radio yet, you'll want to do that. That's here on the Horse Radio Network. Shameless self-plug there.
Shameless self-plug, but I plugged Amazon. Well, listen, Victoria, we thank you so much. Enjoy that last vet bill. I know all about that. When the vet comes out,
fun.
Yeah, 3 times in 1 week, can you beat that?
I think Rosie would probably give you a good run for her money. She's quite impressive. I think she has a crush on the vet, and she wants to see them every 3 days. But this
she
is
it.
That's
you.
Hey, Victoria, how did the move go? You just moved, too, right?
I have, indeed. I now live, and I can see out of my window Epsom Racecourse, which is the home to, we call it the Epsom Derby. I'm sure you guys would call it the Epsom Derby. So one of the most famous races in the country, and I can almost see it from my window.
Yay,
oh, that is awesome. That's like overlooking Churchill Downs over here.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, cool.
It is very cool.
Congratulations on the move. Congratulations on unloading the problem child, if you will, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Speak to you next week.
Thank you, Victoria. She's always up to something over there, Victoria. I saw that she did the move, and some of it went well, and some didn't, like all moves. But it sounds like she has a really cool place.
I want to know something from our listeners. I'm curious because she brought up something that makes me think, and it actually happened at one of the barns I boarded at in Atlanta. Was the owner of the barn had a crush on the vet. And would call the vet for minuscule things. Like, oh, this one needs vaccinations, but then call him out the next week for another horse that she has that needed shots. Or, oh, I don't think his coat's looking good. He needs a checkup. And she would call the vet out all the time because she had a crush on him. Do other people do that? I wonder if there's a way we can ask.
You know what? We have Dr. Thaw coming on today at 10 o'clock. We'll have to ask him if he ever had that happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. But I'm sure that girls would admit to it close quicker than the doctor would. Yes, I had this
especially
person.
Especially his wife listening.
Exactly.
Don't you think that? I think that happens more with farriers, don't you?
I don't think so. I think it's that. I'm going to go with vets. Just because
well,
I've seen
the that. Question. There's the question. Do horse women have bigger crushes on typically on farriers or their vets?
Oh, that's the question. All right. Put that
Jennifer,
on
right
now.
Write that one up, Jennifer. All right. Let's take a break here. We have Equestrian Collections coming up. They're our sponsor for this half hour. And then it's going to be followed by our song of the day, Nothing Changes, by the beautiful Raquel Renner from South Florida, horse girl from South Florida, and has a lovely voice. So we're going to take a listen to her. And then we're coming back with the horse health report from Horse Side Vet Guide at 10 o'clock. And we get to ask Dr. Thaw. We get to catch him off guard with that question. So that's all coming up in just a minute. Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
As your listeners know, I love half chaps, but I have come across some really super, super ones. They're the Treadstep Liberty half chaps. They come in two forms. They come in a side zip and a back zip. The back zip is so it looks even more like a tall boot. The side zip is because it's a little more convenient and maybe a little bit easier to zip up. The way these things work is that part of it is the full-grain leather. It looks just like a tall boot. And then the inside is sort of a stretchy suede so that this thing molds to your foot. Now, I will tell you with all the Treadstep products, which are absolutely phenomenal products, Treadstep expects these to feel tight. When you put these on, in fact, they tell you the first couple times you put tall boots or half chaps on, you should have a helper, because it will be that tight as you zip yourself into them. But after about the first two, maybe three times, they will have molded to your leg or foot, and you can zip them up yourself, and they will just look fabulous. I wore these on a trail ride, and I absolutely loved them. They're not summer chaps, so this is the time of year to be looking to get something like this that you can wear all the time, schooling or wherever you would wear a half chap, and have it look like a tall boot. These things, I can't even tell you how wonderful they are. And the sizes are very, very, they fit a lot of different people. And you can take a look. There's a ton of sizes. They go all the way up to a 17-inch calf with a 16, you know, they're just amazing. So.
Now, I do have a question. A lot of the complaints I've had with half chaps over the years, not Treadstep, but with half chaps in general, is they have crappy cheap zippers. So
when I first put this thing on and they were here and showed us these chaps, I said the same thing, because as they were saying, oh, you know, you need two people to zip them up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the zipper's gonna go. These are fabulous zippers. It took two people to get me in it the first time, and I kept absolutely. They are not inexpensive. They're $120, $119.95, but everything in here is quality. So don't worry about the zippers on the Treadstep half chaps or boots or anything like that. They are top of the line.
Very good. And you can find it by going to equestriancollections.com and searching for Treadstep Liberty half chaps, and they'll pop up. And of course, this is a terrific Christmas gift idea as well.
It is, and especially look at these sizes, because it's not easy to find this quality half chaps in some of the sizes that they offer.
EquestrianCollections.com.
Dragging me right back down this dead-end road. Over and over, reliving and learning these lessons I already know. You don't really love me, but still I stay. Thinking that things are gonna be different someday. I don't ever make a move. Nothing changes.
Well, that is Nothing Changes by Raquel Renner. You can find all of her music at RaquelRenner.com. She's from South Florida. We did a special musical episode with her, too, if you want to go back and take a listen to that. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair today. We have the Horse Health Report from Horseside Vet Guide coming up here in a minute. But before we get to that, I got to tell you, Jamie, I was just over on Horse and Country TV, and I was watching the video that won the Eventing Cinema Award.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I got to say, I was impressed. I would have given it to her, too. And the reason is the first three, it says what it's like to be an eventer has how it starts. And the first three things it shows is getting up at 3:30 in the morning, cleaning stalls, and getting bucked off by a horse. First three things it shows. Perfect.
That pretty much is my day at horse trials. Getting up at 3:30 in the morning, going cleaning the stall, and then getting bucked off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I just looked at that and went, wow, they were following Jamie around. Hey, you got some news here for us today before we get to the Horse Health Report.
I do. It's actually pretty cool. We're going to post a link or a picture of it on our Facebook page. Windstar Farm has taken an unusual approach in promoting its new stallion, Painter. The popular colt, obviously Painter, was the one who got sick, almost died, got laminitis, and then made this awesome comeback to actually ran in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Well, he's now been retired. And they've have done a different type of ad campaign. And what it is a mural that they've done for him. And it's cool. It is, it's a mural, but what would you call that? It's like a tattoo graffiti artist.
I'd say it was a graffiti mural is what it kind of looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't decided where they're going to put it yet, but it is like a giant heart with a crown on it, and it says Painter, awesome heart, and it's got these quotes from different people, like toughest horse I've ever seen from Bob Baffert, best colt I've ever purchased from David and Gordo, just some quotes on it, but they're all done in very creative graffiti style art. So that, I mean, that's different. You got to give them that.
Yeah, no, it is different. That's stepping outside the box.
Yeah, it is. So we'll post a picture of that. The other story I had, Glenn, you know how you like to do rescue stories. Did you see this title? The title of this article is so misleading because it says, fire crews rescue horse with three legs in a cattle grid.
Nope, didn't see that.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. That's a little different. Fire crews rescue horse with three legs in a cattle grid. Now, what does that say to you, Glenn?
That says maybe the sort of sounds like the horse has three legs and it got one of them stuck in a cattle grid. One of those things that's what it sounds like, right?
It sounded like that to me, too. So I'm reading the story. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's a three-legged horse out there? And then the poor soul got stuck in a cattle grid? That's awful. So I start reading the story. British firefighters had successfully rescued a horse that had three legs caught down in a cattle grid. Well, you've got to rethink. There's no punctuation, and unfortunately, I'm so trained, I read everything like a really bad ad. So in my brain, I put punctuation in it. Well, it's not a three-legged horse in a cattle grid. I was so disappointed to find out that it was actually a four-legged horse, and three of the four legs were caught in a cattle grid.
That makes more sense. All right.
It makes more sense, but it's a way worse story.
It is. Was he okay?
Yeah, he's fine, whatever. But he has, like, the pictures, I was like, oh, my God, three-legged horse gets caught in a cattle grid, and they show pictures of them with the firefighters and the sling, and then the next picture is of a four-legged horse standing there. I'm like, what? I thought it was a three-legged horse. So bummed. So bummed.
All right. Let's get to our weekly horse health report from Horseside Vet Guide.
It's time for the weekly health report brought to you by Horseside Vet Guide.
A three-legged horse.
fantastic information and our attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
That's right. It is that time of the week where we take a look at the healthy side of horses, or the unhealthy side, depending. And it is that time of the week when everybody on the show tries to gross me out. But I don't think that's going to happen today. I hope not, anyway. This is brought to you by Horseside Vet Guides, a brand-new app developed with your horse's health in mind, created by Dr. Thaw, who we have on the show today, an expert in equine veterinary medicine with over 20 years of experience. Horseside Vet Guide helps you determine how to best resolve an equine healthcare problem. Far more than a mobile first aid app, Horseside Vet Guide contains an extensive list of observations, skills, how-to videos, veterinary diagnostics, and so much more. It's most highly reviewed horse app on the market today, even over the Horse Radio Networks, which I'm going to talk to him about also. And just search for Horseside Vet Guide in the iOS App Store today. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can have the world of equine vet care at your fingertips. Let's welcome Dr. Thaw to the show this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Glenn.
Hey,
Thank you for that intro.
Yeah, well, your app is more highly rated than ours now, and that's kind of making me mad now because I got to tell you. But I can understand why. I mean, yours involves horse health, and ours is just silly entertainment. So I kind of get it. You must be thrilled with how it's doing.
You know, we are happy with how it's doing. The most important thing to us has been that it's of value to people, and yeah, the feedback that I get says that it is. And so that's a good thing. I think that there's plenty of opportunity to help in that area because I think a variety of circumstances have led to, well, pressures on horse owners, and I think making a good decision with respect to horse health is more important now than ever before. So
well,
if it helps doing that, that's great.
Well, and it does, for sure. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm a horse husband, and, you know, there have been times in the past, especially when we had our large barn with 20, 25 horses, where Jennifer goes away to a show and I'm home alone. And then something happens with one of the horses, and the first thing I do, of course, is call Jennifer. Well, if she's out riding in the show, I can't get a hold of her. And then I am stuck with that task that no horse husband ever wants, and that's to determine whether to call the vet or not call the vet, because no matter what we do or wrong. So my question for you today is, can you give us, pick like the top five reasons why, as a horse husband, I'm home with the horses. When should I call the vet?
Well, the first thing that I want to tell you is, when in doubt, if you are in doubt, you always call the veterinarian. I think that maybe what's happening is that people feel that if you call the veterinarian, that's an automatic $500 emergency call. And I think that that's one of the things that's gotten us into trouble. So when in doubt, you call the veterinarian and you have a discussion. Now, there are rules about what we can do over the phone, ethical, moral, and legal guidelines. But still, you need to make that call. So when in doubt, you do that. Beyond that, I can give you some guidelines, but just keep that in mind. And for listeners, the most important thing to take away from this is open the dialogue with your veterinarian. Call and say, look, this is happening to me. I'm not sure if I need you out here or not. Help me make that determination. If you can open that dialogue, then your horse is going to benefit. So that's the first thing I'd say.
So, well,
beyond that, you know, there are some guidelines. Certainly colic is probably the most common emergency across the board that we deal with. And I think that every horse that colics, their owner or caretaker should call the veterinarian. Now, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that the horse has to be seen, but you alert the veterinarian. I think injuries involving the eye or eye problems are exigent, and when in doubt, again, you always call the vet.
Okay, yeah, I got to give you that one, Dr. Thaw, because as a horse husband, if there's something wrong with the eye, that just gets me, and that's call somebody. I'm calling the vet. I'm calling the next-door neighbor.
Exactly.
I'm calling anybody that knows anything about horses so I don't have to look at it.
Well, let me give you one piece of advice. Don't call the next-door neighbor, okay?
Oh,
and that's
right.
One thing that's happening is people think, well, I'll just call my friend and see what he says about it. And
amen.
Yeah, amen to that, because I see that all the time. Well, Jeffrey told me that I didn't need to call the vet, so I waited overnight, and now I've got this mess. So that's one thing I'd call you on, Glenn, right off the bat, is don't call your friend. If you're going to make a phone call, call somebody who knows. Be comfortable with your veterinarian. Your veterinarian needs to really be somebody that you respect and can talk to. And that's so you make that call.
Okay, good. And do vets understand when it's the horse husband calling and we're all in a panic that it is the horse husband calling and we're all in a panic? Do they get that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think we do. And I think just like medical doctors, I think that some veterinarians are better at managing the human aspect of these calls than others. But we all, in our hearts, want to help. And so that's why we're here, is to help you with your horse. And so, yes, I think we do generally do a good job and understand people's emotions.
Good, good. I know we've had some good vets in the past that have been really good when I've called.
Yeah. Good.
All right, cool.
Now, there are other reasons. You asked about the most common equine emergencies. Well, the typical list is, you know, colic, which is just the horse's way of showing abdominal pain, and severe lameness is another common one. Another common one is the horse that just won't eat or seems depressed, and that can be a really tricky one. And my rule holds there, too. You want to call the veterinarian. You call and you say, look, this is happening, and what do I look for? Can you give me some guidance as to whether or not this horse needs to be seen by you? And one of the reasons that I developed Horseside Vet Guide is to prepare people for that conversation so they know basically what they need to look for and gather the correct information to have that phone call, that discussion. And that discussion should take place whenever there's a question about a horse's health.
Okay. That makes sense. And then, you know, lameness obviously is one that is one that's kind of tricky. That's one, like, if we're stuck at home and the horse is just a little off and, you know, we have to determine whether, okay, do I wait for my wife to get home to take a look at that one or do I call? I think that one gets a little bit trickier on the lameness side of things.
Definitely it does. And yeah. A mild lameness, certainly, you know, one that's, I think, a good demarcation is one that's obvious at the walk. You know, the horse is limping severely or not wanting to put a foot down. That's what constitutes an emergency. The horse who's, quote, a little off certainly can wait until regular office hours. But, again, if you don't know, you make the call and you have that discussion.
Have you had any what are the most unusual ones you've had where you've been called out and it was, like, not an emergency or not even really shouldn't have been a vet call? Have you had any of those really weird ones?
You know what? I never ever think of it that way, because if it's an emergency to the client, to the horse owner, it's an emergency to everybody. And this is about helping people with their animals. It's not about us making decisions about, oh, gee, he shouldn't have called me. At least I think I would fault a veterinarian for saying that. And I now maybe I've thought it once or twice in my career, but I certainly at this point I recognize that it's about solving people's problems. But, oh, yeah, I mean, plenty of times with respect to the colic thing, that's the most common. You get a colic call, and you go out there, and by the time you get there, the horse is happily munching, and the client usually feels kind of bad. I mean, number one, they've just spent some money. Number two, they maybe feel a little just thrown off by the fact that they called, and now this horse seems fine.
Can I ask, what kind of horse is that, and where can I find one of those that it's colicking, by the time the vet gets there, they're fine? Do you have where can I find that kind of horse?
You know what, they should be pretty common. That's actually, I think, that you know that statistically 70% of horses that show abdominal pain signs are going to get better on their own. And that's one of the reasons
that
a lot
of... Son of a nutcracker, this whole time I didn't know that?
Colic's just abdominal pain, and it all depends on what's causing that abdominal pain. But you should still be fearful, because the 30%, you know, some of those are fatal, and the earlier you start the conversation, the better. But it's important to know that most of them get better on their own, and a lot of people use Banamine, and Banamine is helpful in that it breaks the pain cycle. But if you have a serious problem with the horse, it's just going to delay treatment. So,
right.
But it is important to know that, and that's the most common reason why horse owners call, and then you get out there, and it's normal. The horse seems normal. And usually I'll say, keep the feet away for a while, observe, call me. Here's how to get a hold of me. So that's how we handle those.
Well,
very good.
And I think, yeah, I think that's an important thing, Glenn, that you need to realize, and horse husbands everywhere, and horse wives, you need to make sure that your husband knows the phone number. It needs to be posted. It needs to be – take their cell phone and program it into their cell phone. I mean, I think it's very important that the number be very handy. What do you think, Glenn?
When we had our big farm, you know, because different customers had different vets, and when we had our big farm, it was the most annoying thing when those weren't posted, you know, and I didn't know which vet went with which horse, and that's the farm owner's responsibility to make sure that happens. Sometimes weird things do happen, but you know, it is a problem when you're the one stuck there and there's 20 horses and they're all different owners, you know.
Yes. That is, I'll just remind you that the My Vets button on Horsesite Vet Guide is intended to keep all that contact information handy for an owner. It doesn't help much. It actually could be used by a barn owner to keep track of who's all of the horses in a barn, but it's designed for a smaller situation than that.
Gotcha.
Hey, Glenn, do I get a chance to gross you out, though? I thought you were going to have me, wasn't
I? I think it's time for Dr. Saul to go now. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being here.
Nope.
Okay. So are you going to ask me what the grossest emergency I've seen? I've seen some really gross emergencies, and it's not my intent to be too graphic here, but I did have a really interesting one that I thought of this morning.
Be graphic.
And that is when I was a young veterinarian, I went out to I got this emergency call for a colic. I was an intern at Littleton Large Animal Clinic in Denver, and this is about 20 years ago. And so I got this call, and I got all ready and thought about my differentials for horses showing signs of colic, and I ran out to this call and got there, and this horse was violently painful, but I couldn't really find anything wrong with the intestinal system. As I was running my hands over him, though, I looked under and I saw his sheath was slightly swollen, and I reached under and there was a rock hard mass there. I ended up sedating the horse and taking a bean the size of a kiwi fruit out of this horse. It was almost as big as my fist. It was a world record bean. So you can think about that one when you're having your whatever it is that you eat today for lunch.
Why do they always
anyway, that was a good one. We joked about breaking it up or we had to break it up to get it out. We joked about gluing it back together and mounting it on a board as a world record. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, if you're going to gross them out, go with wiener talk. This is awesome.
I figured.
Well, Dr. Saul, I got to tell you, we did a little question here before you got on the air. The subject of, do women call veterinarians and farriers out just because they think they're hot? And we posted that question on Facebook, and we have a ton of answers on there right now. And because Jamie said she had a friend that used to call the vet out all the time, any excuse to get the vet out because she thought the vet was hot. And apparently, farriers and vets are about equal. There's about 15 comments here. Women out there, you women are horny horse women, let me tell you. Because,
now you're really making me blush here, Glenn. But
you need to add something into Horsesite Vet Guide about you know, maybe you know how they had that website that where you could rate pictures. You could rate farriers by hotness.
I think that I'd be selling a lot more apps than I am, probably, Glenn.
I think you would. Let's do it. Dr. Saul, let me ask you, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, you can, I guess. Although the direction this is going, I'm not sure. But.
You're a married man, correct?
Correct.
Was your wife a client? Is that how you met her?
That's a funny question because my wife is not even a horse person and looks at me with mystery and wonder as to why I really like horses, given what she's seen in the last 10 years that we've been together. She was not. She's an attorney by training, and it's a long story, but she's not a horse person. And unfortunately, I don't know what to say about this, but many of us equine vets don't get as much pleasure time with our horses as we'd like. And so she hasn't really seen necessarily the fun side and satisfying side of horses. She's seen the sick ones. And she's very interested in the medicine, but she's not a horsewoman.
Interesting. So, but see, your colleagues, I want to know, because so many of our listeners have posted that, yes, they had, you know, they have a crush on their vet. I want to see how many girls that works out for. Like, are most of your colleagues, because you're obviously not, are most of them married to clients or horse girls?
Oh, I think it's pretty common in the profession, yeah, I do. I think that a lot of times, because we're so busy, those would be the people we would meet, would be our clients, and probably no one else. And so it reduces the pool somewhat. But it is very common, yes.
Okay, girls. Okay, ladies. It can happen for you. You heard it straight
happen.
From the doctor.
Now, let me just clarify a misconception that a lot of people have, and Dr. Thal can probably back this up. When veterinarians get out of vet school, they do not make much money. Okay, that happens later. So just bringing that up just to clarify.
Or never. It may
or
never.
Never. Yeah. It's equine practice these days is if money is your primary motivation, it's probably not the best field to go into.
Go small animals.
Thus, I get a chance to throw in another plug for Horseside Vet Guide, which is why he spent a year putting this together.
Two and a half years.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, we could quadruple the sales if you just had the Hotness Guide for vets. You really could.
I'm gonna put that in an update of Horseside Vet Guide. Yeah, I'll put in some new observations, horse owner observations.
Hey, have them, like, rated from 1 to 10. That's what we do with the women, so you might as well just do that the other way. Have, you know, rated 1 to 10. I guarantee your colleagues will love this. They really will.
Absolutely,
Glenn,
they
you're
will.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me how much you know about this. Oh, boy. Well, Dr. Thal, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and grossing Glenn out. I love that. Giant bean, Glenn. Giant bean. Don't forget. And Dr. Thal, thank
welcome.
You so much for your awesome app. You know, I got to tell you, I used it the other day when, you know, my horse Jet has been struggling with a lot of different things going on, and my vet is trying to narrow it down. So I broke out the Horseside Vet Guide app and started putting them all in there, and every single thing that is showing with Jet was in your app, and that's how comprehensive your app is. It really, it has everything. So if you guys don't have it yet, go Horseside Vet Guide. Basically, I had to call the vet. and I knew that ahead of time. I didn't need to be told, but I did tell me that I needed to call the vet, and I did. But it's so comprehensive, and it's such a great tool to have just in your iPhone. So please, you know, download it and make sure your husband has the phone number for the vet. Make sure. They need it, too.
That's right. And can I ask you real quick before I let you go, and then we'll let you go, because we've been getting this question from a lot of people, Android. Are you still thinking about Android?
Absolutely. Not just thinking about it. We're putting the finishing touches on it. It is almost done. It should be at the most 2 weeks, I would say.
Good.
And it'll be, and we'll announce it, and it'll be available. And it's a beautiful app. We're thrilled with it. We couldn't believe how hard it was to make that after all we did getting the iOS one. We thought it'd just sort of be a button push and we'd have an Android. It hasn't been that way at all. It's taken months, but we're very happy with it. So for Android people, it is coming very soon.
Yeah, you have a lot of happy listeners. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I'm one of them. I have an Android phone. So Jennifer has the iPhone, so I have to go over to hers to use the vet app. But good. We'll make that announcement as soon as it comes out. Let us know.
That sounds great. Just one other thing. It does work on the iPad as well. For those of you that have iPads, but you have to find it under an iPhone app. So if you search for iPad apps, you won't find it, but you'll find it under iPhone.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Thal. Appreciate it. And, of course, why don't you give out your website, too, for the practice?
It's www.horsesidevetguide.com, and our practice website is thalequine.com. And, so you can find it there. We have a pretty active Facebook page. I'm encouraging people to join my Facebook page. I'm just sort of learning how to do it, but I'm enjoying the dialogue with people.
Very good. And what do they search for? Thal Equine, T-H-A-L Equine, or Horse
No,
Side
it's
Vet
under
Guide?
Horse-Side Vet Guide, although okay. I have a Thal Equine one, too. I don't know how I keep up with all this
I don't know how you
social
do it
media craziness, but I'm learning.
And now you're going to have more women chasing you. Now it's going to be extra hard.
See you, I'm Dr. a happily Thal. Married man.
He wanted to clarify that. Thank you, Dr. Thal. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Dr. Thal of Thal Equine. He's in New Mexico, by the way, in case we didn't mention that. Well, that was
fun.
Yeah,
he's not.
Great
that was
beans.
Fun. You know what's amazing is I'm looking at these girl. You know, okay, ladies, do girls have crushes on their vet or farrier more commonly? I can almost every single one of them. These horny girls have written both. They like them both.
I like a couple of them saying any man. Any man that has a nice way with horses. And then there was something about a butt in here, too. Farrier, because you get a good view of his butt up close while you're holding your horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that he would love to know you're staring at his butt. But don't tell him. So don't tell him that. But just stare away. No problem. Take pictures and post them on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, please. It would be much appreciated.
Do you think that Farrier Butt website or Facebook page is still going? I remember we talked about that a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. See, my farrier is a chick, and I love having a chick farrier, but I'm not going to post her butt on a Facebook page. So check, find it, Glenn. Can you?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, there's several of them now. There's Farrier Butts Drive Us Nuts, Sexy Farrier Butt Fan Club. There's several now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just search for Farrier Butt on Facebook, and they all come up.
Okay, we'll do. I'll spend my 3 hours doing that.
There you go. Hey, that's about it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here. We will have a recorded show for you tomorrow, and then we'll be back here live on Friday. Are you here on Friday? I don't even know that I got your schedule this week. Are you here on Friday?
Ah, what the hell? I got nothing else to do.
All right, well, Jamie will be. Uta was politically correct. She said, neither. I'm happily married for 29 years. Good for you,
Blah.
Uta.
Shut up. If you've been married 29 years, you're definitely looking a farrier butt.
Don't forget you can get our app, which is also highly rated just by not as many people as Horse-Side Vet Guide. You can find it, and you can find ours at both stores, at the iOS and the Android store. Search for Horse Radio Network. All 11 shows are on there, so you can listen to them anytime you want right there on our app. It's the best way to do it. And that's all I've got.
Fantastic. Thank you. This is a great show. Enjoy your day. I'm going to go deworm my horse again with my Panic Gear Power Pack.
Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes.
And give him Alter Guard. So this is, he loves me when I come. It's really fun. Stay tuned.